All right, let's dive into something genuinely impactful today. We're looking at a recent Broker Daily report about Loan Market Group's acquisition of the Broker's Bible. This deep dive is really all about figuring out how this move could, dramatically streamline access to lender policies, basically boost broker efficiency.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to unpack how this platform, which, let's be honest, was built to solve that universal headache, the endless search for the right lender policy, how it's really poised to shake things up, turning like hours of research into just minutes.
Yeah, the source really paints a picture of that daily grind, doesn't it? Brokers constantly sifting through all these different lender portals, policy docs, sometimes even, calling BDMs directly just for simple clarifications. It sounds exhausting.
Oh, absolutely. It's like learning a new language for every single lender.
Mm.
And that fragmented way of doing things, it wasn't just a huge time sink. It also brought in a real risk of, well, errors or just missing an opportunity because you didn't find the right policy fast enough.
Right. Mistakes or missed deals.
Exactly. And what's really clever about the Broker's Bible is how it tackled this. It basically took all those complex, often confusing policies, the LVRs, income rules, DTI limits, all those specifics, and pulled them together. It aggregates and simplifies them into one single searchable place, a centralized database.
Okay, so it's like a translator for all those different lender rules.
Pretty much. It empowers brokers to quickly find the right lenders, the right products, so you can give accurate advice fast and feel confident about it.
Okay, so that's the tool itself. Now, LMG acquiring it. That's the really interesting part, isn't it? How does that give you, the broker listening, a direct competitive edge?
Well, the source points to a few key things. First, accelerated policy lookups. I mean, research that took hours. Now it could literally be minutes. Think about that time saving. Then there's enhanced accuracy because the info is, kept up to date and verified. That's crucial.
Verified is key.
Definitely. For LMG brokers, there's also the promise of streamlined workflows, like deeper integration into the systems they already use. And ultimately, it adds up to a real competitive edge. You can spot those niche policies, maybe for tricky client situations that others might just miss.
Right, like finding that one specific lender policy for a self-employed client super fast instead of digging for hours. Okay, I see. So knowing this, the big question for everyone listening is, how do you actually use this trend in your own brokerage? The source actually gives a pretty good checklist.
Yeah, this is really practical. It suggests starting by taking a hard look at your current process. How much time are you really spending on policy research right now? Be honest. Then figure out what you specifically need. Do you need all lenders covered or just your main ones? Are real-time updates absolutely essential?
Okay, so assess first, then identify the must-haves.
Exactly. Then look around. See what tools are out there. Use the free trials. Test them out in your actual workflow. Once you pick one, make sure it gets fully integrated. Train your team properly. It needs to become part of how you work every day. And finally, keep an eye on it. Monitor how well it's working and tweak things if needed. It's not really a set and forget.
Makes sense. Continuous improvement. So the takeaway here, the bottom line from the source, seems pretty clear. The future of broking is, well, efficient. It's data-driven and it's definitely tech-enabled.
Precisely. By using smart tools like this, tools that simplify these really complex, time-heavy tasks like policy lookups, brokers aren't just getting time back. You're improving your service, building stronger client trust, and setting up your business for real growth.
So here's a final thought to leave you with today. As technology gets better and better at handling these complex, time-sucking tasks, the how-to part of the job, what new doors does that open? What truly human strategic value can you now bring to your clients that tech just can't replicate? Something to think about.